Welcome to History According to Bob, our chat. And our chat this month is about two things. One is the upcoming 15th anniversary celebration of History According to Bob, and the other is the new rewards program. So let me first start with what I'm planning to do for the 15th anniversary. Now that, of course, is on the Ides of March, so I'll keep an eye on my back during that time period. But my intention is to do a series of shows about the history of History According to Bob and the future and all sorts of stuff. Okay. So my general plan is this. On the actual day, which is Sunday, March the 15th, I'm going to talk about the overview of what I'm going to be talking about, as well as the background and the very early days of how we got started. I know there's any number of interviews that I've done that have talked about this, so I'll give new story. Then the next day, Monday the 16th, I'm going to talk about the early years. This will be the first 5 years of the show, how it grew, how it came, well, we already know how it came about, and how my wife ran a technical piece of it. And then ultimately her passing, which made significant changes. Then on Tuesday the 17th, I'll do the middle years, 5 years, the years immediately after the passing of my wife, into the new era where I have Dave and Amber who are helping me get through all the technical stuff and educating myself as well and talking about all of the little problems that have arisen, things such as, you know, burnout, losing my voice, listener boredom, tech changes, things like that. Just some general comments. Then on day four, which would be Wednesday, that would be the last 5 years that the company has been around, that History According to Bob has been around. And then on the fifth day, and maybe the sixth day, I'll answer questions and then talk about the future, perhaps on the last one. So if you want to ask a question, you think one up, whatever, send it to my regular email, which is profpackett, profpackett at gmail.com. That's profpackett at gmail.com. And then I'll look through them, either work some of them in, or I will just load them all up at one time and talk about them. Now, that will be the time that we're supposed to be going to Colorado during spring break to see my daughter and granddaughter and her husband. But they have, in Colorado, they have technology. If I can do it here in Missouri, I can certainly do it in Colorado. So I will put that up as we are out there. I may put some of them up in advance. So I hope that was something that you were looking at having me do. I know lots of people say, well, you can do this type of a show. And I did one, I think on the 10th anniversary, I did What It Was Like in the Year 1000. At any rate, that's my plan. If you have some suggestions, feel free to send me an email at profpackett@gmail.com. The other thing is, and I haven't done this for the year, I was usually a lot of people, Wikipedia does it in December and January, but I wanted to talk about my rewards program. And this is for people who have gone to PayPal and have sent me a set amount of money every month to help keep the system functioning. And I think it's been functioning really well in the last year or two because of the patrons that I have. Now, I would use Patreon, but Patreon's actually takes a little bit more out than my PayPal situation does. We may have to switch, but right now we're still using PayPal. Now, if you are already part of the wonderful people who support me on a monthly basis, these rewards are for you too, depending on the dollar amount. Okay. The one change that I'm going to be doing from last year is this time all the rewards will be sent on a USB. That allows me to give you more and it costs me less to ship. Okay. It's also a little easier to do. I always get a big kick out of when I watch people on YouTube and I have my Tesla people and whatever, and they say, well, now here you go. You sign up and all our patrons get an extra special show or part of a show or a mug. And I like to do t-shirts too, but that's an inventory issue. The giving away part of my product is something I already have without having a gigantic pile of discs. So here's the new rewards program for History According to Bob. And in some cases, it's kind of like, hey, I've always wanted that, but it's so expensive all at one time. I can pay for it at a month at a time. So first of all, the lowest reward that you get is a $5 a month. If you're donating $5 a month, you get your choice of any five CDs or year set. Now, a year set is, now you can actually, if you look on the website, I believe it says you can get from March the 15th to March the 14th in each of the given years, you can get those shows. So if you'd like to do that, some people actually do collect them by the year. $5, you get any five CDs and a year set on a USB. $10 a month, you'll get all of your choice of all the new CDs for 2020, and I usually put out at least five. Last year I did seven. Or a choice of seven CDs, or a choice of 2 year sets. At $15 a month, you get your choice of 3 year sets. You get all the new 2020 CDs and your choice of five more of your choice. $20 a month, now we're getting into the big stuff. You get a 500 gigabyte portable storage device, and you can either have all the shows from the beginning to 2019 or all of the CDs through 2019. Now that's 117 CDs, and those are all edited. For $30 a month, you get either of the above, as well as getting a 8x10 signed by Sherry and I. And for $40 a month, you get both all of the CDs and all of the shows, but it's on a single hard drive. So that's what our rewards are going to be, and I will send those out in December 2020 when you've completed your year task, okay? So I just a little bit to tell you what's been going on, because it's getting close to that 15th anniversary. So I want to thank you so much for all that you've done, and I look forward to your questions and my giving you answers. Thank you very much.